Hello and good morning, it's Tiana, and I am here today because I'm frustrated, yeah. I've already recorded an episode about how I'm feeling frustrated and the whys behind I'm feeling frustrated, because I'm trying a new thing. I'm attempting to make a space for myself that is sort of a journal. I want to say live journal, like as an analogy, except that I never used live journal, so I can't really tell you that with any kind of authority. Anyhow, so I'm making something like a live journal, a journal, because I'm a verbal processor. I'm the kind of person who, like, yeah, sure, I could write it down and figure out a thing, a path forward, like, figure out why I'm feeling away or whatever. I could do that with writing, but it generally tends to be a bit of a fight to get me to write something down because I don't enjoy writing. And I think in general, the other issue is for me is the fact that I am thinking faster than I am able to write. Plus also I like my handwriting to look nice, and it's very difficult to have my handwriting look nice when I'm writing really fast. So lots of reasons I don't enjoy journaling. I'm just not my most authentic self when I'm journaling because I am in process editing while writing. And that's not what we're supposed to be doing there, right? Like, if you're journaling, it's supposed to be for the processing, not for editing in the moment. It's supposed to be messy. It's supposed to be raw. And that's why it's supposed to work. But the long and the short of it is that does not work for me. What I have found is because I am not able to do it that way, it actually works really well when I can talk. So in the past, what I have done generally is, you know, I'll have people that I can talk to because, you know, there were people around. But nowadays, where my life is definitely a lot smaller socially in my physical space, I don't have a lot of people around that I can just like, hey, you want to sit down and have a chat and like drink a thing or eat a thing together and like we'll just talk about stuff. Like now it has to be much more scheduled and more intentional because I live in Europe and most of the people that I have these kinds of relationships with live far away from me. They live in the States. So they're anywhere between 6 and 9 hours behind me. And by the time we can actually get together to have a conversation, I've already done part of the processing myself. So it's a very different level of conversation that's happening. But in the moments where I'm still in the mess, in the shit, everything's still very raw and like, oh God, I don't know. I have found that doing, like, I mean, I've always been somebody who talks out loud to themselves. So it wasn't a difficult step to change to using voice notes for myself. And I don't do it with any kind of frequency. But every now and again, I will actually just talk to my phone or just talk into my microphone like I'm doing right now. And that actually really helps me quite a lot with the processing of things, especially when they're really messy and I'm still trying to get my hands around them and like figure out what the shape of them is, right? And I have not done a lot of that recently, for like a lot of reasons, you know, and I've decided to start doing it again. But also building an accountability structure into it so that literally I will try to stay consistent with it, because though I am very consistent with what I am doing, I am certainly not very consistent with how often I am doing it. And so in this way, I am tapping on my tendency as an obliger. So somebody who, I mean, what is an obliger really, other than like someone with a people pleasing trauma response? So I'm an obliger, courtesy of Gretchen Rubin's four tendencies. And so I need external accountability. I need other people to be depending on me in order to make a thing happen and to have that thing happen with consistency, and frequency for that matter. So I'm putting that on y'all, in some ways, and I'm sorry I didn't ask for your consent for that first, but I am also asking for your consent around keeping me accountable to myself and to you by making you part of my project. So my verbal processing in the moment, what's going on with me, thing, project that I've got going on, I am calling the Fat Freedom Practice Space a private podcast. And what a private podcast is literally a podcast like the one that you're listening to right now, except that the difference is that it's behind a gate, which means it's not for everybody. It's only for people who really want that level of like engaging with me. Because I know not everybody does, and that's fine. You're allowed to not want to hang out with me that deeply. But also, it allows me to have a sense of safety, because it is literally like, I know who you are. And like, maybe I don't know you, but like, you had to literally opt in and join me. So I have an idea of who you are. And like, literally there is that like tacit, not tacit, that like explicit consent that you are saying, yes, I would like to be here for your raw processing and vulnerability. And so that makes it safer for me to do that raw processing and like have that vulnerability in that space. And I mean, yeah, I know that I'm like really quite vulnerable and very open and honest here on, you know, the Live Your Best Fat Life podcast, because those are values that I have that are important to me, especially considering the work that I do as a body liberation facilitator. So I want to make sure that I am always as open as I can be, you know, within the boundaries of what it is to be a human being in the public eye in this way. So like, there are things that I do not share about, and I will never share about them probably, because these are things that are outside of the boundaries of what I am willing to be open and vulnerable and honest about publicly. So yeah, behind that curtain will be more things, for sure. It's not gonna be everything, of course. Like, this is not a tell-all kind of situation. Maybe one day we'll have that, but at this point, I'm not ready for that, and I don't know that you want that, to be honest. But if you want to peek behind the curtain and get a little deeper into like just kind of what my life is like when I'm being, dare I say, more human, but really just more vulnerable and like less prepared and edited and scripted. Like, I don't write a script for my podcast. as you might notice. But sometimes I do, like, I have a topic that I want to talk about, and I will, like, write down what I want your takeaway to be, or like the big point that I'm trying to drive toward. And then I will like say what I need to say. That is very real and very like in the moment for me around that, because I also only record when I'm really feeling like, oh God, I have something that I need to share. And like this idea needs to go out into the world for y'all to participate with and have a conversation around. But like, it tends to be more about the work with, you know, informed by me and my experience and my feelings, but it's really more about the work. In this private podcast, I want to talk about things, like literally it's the practice space for me, like how I am practicing fat freedom for myself, how I'm practicing body liberation, how I'm like moving through the world and the bumps and the lumps and the challenges that I'm encountering along the way. And like, yeah, because I think it's, you know, it, like I said, it's in this kind of way that it makes me feel safer. I feel like I can do it more frequently. There are also going to be much shorter episodes, so they're going to be like, you know, so far I've recorded 4 of them, and like the longest one is 9 minutes. So they're going to be relatively short, somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes, because they're really just a snippet of an idea that I'm like processing over or chewing through. And so like, I might not have an answer for what a thing is going, you know, what a thing is that I'm approaching. It might just be, you know, oh God, I thought about this, because that's what happens for me a lot of the times, is like, I'll have a great idea, or I think it's a great idea. And I will like start chipping at it. Like I'll write it down, you know, and I'll start sketching it out and fleshing it out and like, maybe it's fleshing it out. And I'll start like really digging into it. Like, what does this look like? What could it look like in the world? How do I structure it? What's the schedule? All that stuff. Or like even, you know, tell me more. Like, where is it coming from? What else is it touching? Where is it influencing? And all those things. And then, of course, I have to like form it into intelligible communication for people who don't live in my head. And sometimes that's really hard for me, because it's not fully cooked, or like I don't have it all. I don't have all the pieces that I need to get it where I want it to go, to make the point cohesively that I want to be making. So like, sometimes there's so much stuff that just doesn't get launched. It doesn't go out into the world. It never sees the light of day outside of my like messy desk workshop of ideas. And I think that's a problem, because it causes me to be frustrated. It is one of the sources of my frustration, because it's like, I have these beautiful ideas. For example, like one of them that I'm working on right now, I say working on, and that is a generous way to frame it, because literally it's, I have the idea, I start the thing, I put down on paper, digital or otherwise, but paper, everything that's in my head at the moment, and then I let it sit if I can't bring it to an end, until like I can come back to it with like, oh yeah, that's the part that was missing. And so one of the ideas that I'm sitting on right now is, your body liberation might be body positivity in disguise. And I was feeling snarky when I was writing that. But like the snark very quickly dissipated after I wrote out what I was having snark about and around. And I was like, oh, there's more to this, I know, but at this moment, the well has gotten dry. So yeah, I'm frustrated because I want that to go out. I think it's really important because I think there's a huge difference between one and the other. Body liberation and body positivity are not the same. Oh God, they're not the same. But ultimately what it comes down to is like, I need to be able to make my case in a way that I feel good about. And I don't have it yet. So. So ultimately, this private podcast is a place for me to capture more permanently these kind of like snippets of ideas and also my like, I just started processing this, or I'm in the middle of processing this, or like, oh God, I'm feeling a feeling and I need to say it out loud. And there is, you know, a sense of like needing to be witnessed, wanting to be witnessed in this process, but again, needing to do it in a way that has a sense of safety for me. So, yeah, before I move on to this next piece, I do want to invite you in because you can join me. You can be a voyeur on this, during this project, and see what I'm doing in there if you'd like. And the doors are currently open, to subscribe to this, Fat Freedom Practice Space private podcast. The first 10 people to sign up will be my test pilots because I need people there to make sure that I continue to do this because I'm an obliger. But also like I need to be supported in doing this work. Like everybody needs to be supported. And so I am asking that if you'd like to join as a test pilot, I'm giving the first 10 people to show up and say yes and subscribe as a test pilot, you can get access to this private podcast where I'm going to be dropping at least once a week one of these little 5 to 10 minute snippets of my processing behind the scenes stuff at $27 a month. So that's going to be the test pilot price for the first 10 people. And then after those 10 spots are taken, the price will go up to $47 a month. And you can subscribe when you want. You can hang on and chill out and you'll have access to what already is there for as long as you stay, as well as anything that drops after you subscribe. So you can drop out when you want if you have had enough or whatever has changed for you. But you can also opt in for an entire year for $444. And I do have to say that I'm flying by the seat of my pants. We're building this airplane as we are flying it. So if you decide to commit for a year at $444, where you're saving, it's not even paying for 10 months. Like literally you're getting like 3 months free almost. But ultimately what it comes down to is if you say yes to subscribing for a year, that also holds my ass accountable for doing this for a year, which is cool. Like, you know, we're gonna support each other that way. You hold me accountable to doing this project for a year, and then I will actually keep sending you these cool little vulnerable moments from me. It's kind of exciting. I'm kind of excited about it. But anyway, so that's the deal. You can get these through the link in the show notes or you can check them out at sales.tianadodson.com/FFPS-private-pod. So FFPS private pod with dashes in between them. And again, this link will be in the show notes. But now I'd like to offer you for free. This little preview of the episode that I released today. And so, yeah, you can get a nice little taste of what is going on inside of this. And yeah, hopefully you'll choose to join me. So thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later. All right. So I don't know how you feel about that little piece of thing that you just heard, but I do have to say that if nothing else, it is so enjoyable for me to have this outlet. I'm having a lot of fun with recording these episodes and releasing them out into the world. It really feels good to have this outlet. And so I hope that you find it interesting like I do, and that you'll join me in the Fat Freedom Practice Space private podcast. So again, if you're interested, you can check that out at sales.tianadodson.com/FFPS-private-pod. And I have been Tiana Dodson, your body liberation facilitator. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.